Not in a bad way, but in his body way. I mean, he wants to make every play, even though it's just practice, maybe even though it's just May. I mean, he wants to make that play. So I think that feeds down to the rest of us that, I mean, even though it's practice, we got to go out and make every play there is. And I think that's where his confidence builds in us. Off the field, he's just a fun kid. I mean, and he is a kid. He's one of the biggest pranksters on the team, especially in the off season and training camp. He keeps things loose, and I think that helps.
How do you go about
time and through practice, I think that was the best thing about these last two off seasons. Just spending extra time with them on the field, getting the whole off season in. I think it was tough coming in as a rookie. I mean, you're just trying to learn the playbook, learn the routes, learn the ins and outs of the NFL, but yet you still got to try to learn, I mean, what he wants. And that's the key, I think. A lot of people think you just got to get in, learn the playbook. You got to get in and get a chemistry with the quarterback. I mean, it's no matter what the play is, you have to run it the way he wants, or else you're not going to hit the ball because, I mean, he doesn't feel comfortable or confident that you'll be where he wants you to be.
Jordy, do you feel like you have, like, four number one type receivers that can pretty much do, I mean, any type of role and any type of route that you need for this team?
We do. We feel confident in each other. I think we all believe if all of us were on the same team, we all would be starting across the NFL. But we're glad that we're together. We made this run, and hopefully we can end it the right way, and then we can maybe focus on some personal things about, you know, having the career that you want to have. But right now, it's all focused on the Super Bowl and getting this ring.
Do you think you guys, as a group, have underrated speed? Like, maybe people don't think how fast you guys are, but
yeah, I think we do. I mean, just based on, I mean, we don't come out running 4.3s or ran a 4.3 at the combine, so everyone's aware of us, but I think within our routes, we're fast, we're quick, we're precise in what we do, so we don't have any wasted movement. We can stack a person and just things in our route that allow us to be fast and possibly slow someone down that might be faster.
Joy, can you talk about the facilities over at Highland Park?
It's incredible. I really don't understand how high school has all that, but it's amazing. Extremely beneficial, I'm sure, for them. It was awesome. I mean, I was in awe when I stepped in there and saw the facilities and realized that this was a high school. But
not what you had back at Riley County.
We don't have that in the game field. No, there's none of that in Kansas.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that the high school, what, 10, 15 blocks away has an indoor, but not us. And yeah, I mean, that still blows my mind. I mean, there's college, Washington Redskins don't even have an indoor facility, and this high school does. So it's a great one at that. It's nothing that's, I mean, they just threw it together. It's top of the line stuff, and we appreciate them allowing us to use it. And it's fun to be in there, and then to have a good day's worth of practice, and then just, I mean, it's Texas football for you, I guess. It's all they always talk about. Now we get to see it. Yeah, that's what we've been told too.
But I remember the head coach even telling you guys right after that game that, hey, we win our last two games, we're in the playoffs. I mean, just, I guess, take me back to that time and what you guys were thinking at that stage of that season.
That was a lot of mixed emotions in there. Obviously, we lost the game, so we weren't too happy, but the way Matt played, we were excited for him as an offense. We thought we played pretty well. Obviously, we made enough mistakes to cost us the game, but at the end, we knew we still had a chance, and that's all you want. We controlled our own destiny. We went out, we were in, and our playoffs started that day, and that was the mindset. And so I don't know if it changed from normal, but we knew we had to have them, and so we went after them. Possibly, but like I said, I think we were still frustrated because even though Aaron was playing, it was Matt's first start and all this, we knew we screwed up the game. We dropped some balls, didn't make enough plays, made some mistakes that cost us the game. All across the board, and that was the most frustrating thing. But yeah, we knew all along we were a good team. We just weren't playing, and I guess we needed to be our backs against the wall and win or go home, and we've just been winning. Oh shoot, I don't know. It'll all depend. I'll be in the moment, most likely not, but for some reason there's a bunch of Packer fans with a Lambeau Leaf sign or something. I might have to. Exactly, yeah. You need to make don't get the yellows confused, or the golds, or whatever it is. You need to make sure there's a G on it.
Jordan, when at the beginning of the week, Mike said that, that the one advantage that the Steelers might have on you guys is the time before the game between Monday and Saturday. And he was going to go out of his way to do special things, you know, to try and make sure that it didn't have a negative effect on you guys. What sort of things has he done this week to try and bridge that gap?
He just kept everything the same. I don't think there's been anything special. I mean, I don't think any of the guys have had a problem this season. It was our first time. I think the biggest deal has been dealing with the media day in and day out, amount of meeting. But besides that, he's kept us on a normal schedule. It's just been football for us. I know some guys have went out early in the week, enjoying themselves, taking it all in, but it's football for us. And when it comes down to it, it's going to be football on Sunday. So we're not, I think all the experience I've given, it would be nice to have the experience because that means I've already been to 3 Super Bowls, or this is my 3rd Super Bowl instead of the first. But when it comes down to Sunday, I think one of the Steelers even said it might affect the first minute or two of the game, but after that, it's going to be football.